I'm gonna sell everything just to go buy that one thing.
I see the value in that, but I'm good with that I have, so I guess I'm good.
Like, they said, what?
Church, I got that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Today, I'm doing this.
I need to hustle because if I want to make it in this world, I need to be able to find a good job.
Nothing else compares once you see what's truly valuable.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, when we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. I'm Jose.
My name is Brian.
And I'm Fernanda.
You jumped your cue, man.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. It's Friday when you're watching this video.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday
when we're recording, but it's Friday.
Wednesday.
Or whenever you're watching it.
Hump day.
We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Anyways, quick little question for y'all, straight up.
Straight up.
What makes you...
Forgot a question.
Anyways, one question for y'all real quick. What do you think makes something truly worth sacrificing for?
A 1950 Gibson Les Paul.
And what are you sacrificing?
That?
It's a guitar.
No, I don't know.
You're not sacrificing?
I don't got much sacrifice. Yeah, fair.
If I love someone, I will sacrifice my alone time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some people might say their careers.
Oh,
Like, I've seen a lot of people do like, oh, like, there's like events with their friends that are happening. It's like, oh, no, I got to work. And then sacrifice that.
Sacrifice just their friends, family, because they really want to make it in their career.
They
want to
go up the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to go up a floor.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm not like that. Yeah. I care more about people. So even though, like, I may be tired or I don't know. Sometimes I'm even hurting. My back might be hurting, but somebody tells me, hey, I need your help or I need you to do this. Okay, I'll be there. Oh, what time? Okay. Oh, you want to talk? You need me to help you in your ranting? I will be there. Just call me. And it doesn't matter the time. I will be there. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of like,
Yeah. But yeah, I would say also, like, people I love. Mm-hmm. People that I get along with, family.
Yeah.
But what makes it worth sacrificing for? Because, you know, like, we're all saying, like, yeah, like, y'all saying, like, they're my family. That's what they're worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, okay. So I know that, like, it's not why I do it, but, like, I show them love. They will show me love.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, if I need them, I know they will be there.
Right, uh-huh.
So, I'm worth sacrificing this right now, like maybe something that I had planned, because I will always have that person to have my back. Is that answering your question correctly? Are we getting your question?
Yes, I think now that you answered that.
Yeah. Like, for example, family or, like, let's say you guys, what makes y'all worth sacrificing for is because the love I have for you guys. You know? Or, like, for example, like, the guitar, what makes it worth, like... Well, I guess you could say what I would sacrifice for it is because, well, I guess it's a nice guitar, right?
But yeah, like all the time that you spent at work saving
money,
for
that
guitar.
Well, not that much.
Worth,
just, like, if, too much
it's right? worth sacrificing it for you to have a nice, decent guitar.
Yeah.
Right. You can get one at Walmart. There's like this like rookie one, like learning electric guitar for like $25.
I saw that.
I was like, why ain't nobody getting that? I'm sacrificing my $25 for that. Anyways, in the Bible, there's this little story.
Mm-hmm.
They're called parables that Jesus would speak to people. He would tell them. And let's just go into it, honestly. Let's go. Fer, can you read the first one?
Let's go.
Yeah. The parable of the hidden treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
Marlon, can you read the second one?
It says, the parable of the pearl and the great value. It says, verse 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
Okay. So once we read these two things, they have something similar at the very end. Mm-hmm. They technically say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Which is, Fer?
Well, what I'm seeing is they found something and they said, I'm going to sell everything just to go buy that one thing.
They sold everything and they bought it.
They didn't pull a Jack Sparrow.
They wanted it that bad.
They wanted it that bad.
Yeah. Okay, so whenever he's telling this, he's telling it to people. And it's like a story, which is not like a true story. It's something to like get their minds working.
A metaphor.
Exactly, a metaphor.
Yeah.
I helped them understand that on the last episode.
Exactly, you sure did. And who is he talking to right now?
To his audience, which would be the farmers, the fishermen, the working class.
Yeah, working class. People that are like...
Every day.
Working. Yeah. Hustling every day. Maybe they're struggling financially. They might be doing paycheck to paycheck. Like, they need this money.
And you never know. There could have been someone super rich in there.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
The majority of them were people that paycheck to paycheck, like in now, like times, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like when they hear this story, which is like, sell everything you got once you find this thing and buy it.
They said, what?
Like, I'm going to starve. Like, I need food. Mm. Like, I got family and kids at home.
Literally.
Like, I can't do that, which is easy to think, you know, when you hear something like that. But that isn't what he's trying to convey to the people. That's not what he's trying to, the point that he's trying to hit.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think is the point that he's trying to hit?
Like, if you have something that valuable that you want, you should go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is my sign. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Marlon, don't be doing anything dumb.
I'm kidding.
Okay. But what he's trying to like tell them is like, this message isn't about give up everything. And, you know, it's about realizing that nothing else compares once you see what's truly valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once you start learning about God, once you start, like, you receive in your heart, first steps, you realize that you're doing wrong. You realize that you're nothing without him.
Yeah.
And you start growing. You start learning. You start talking with people, other Christians, and people start guiding you. You start, like, reading the Bible, start, like, Bible study groups and everything, you know?
Yeah.
You start understanding.
You start understanding. You start learning about what is truly important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, like, my age when I was, like, 15, I was going to church, but that's not what was important to me. To me, what was important was sports and playing on the PS4. That was what I was doing. Church, I got that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Today, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
At that time, it was very easy to say, oh, this was like my important thing.
Yeah.
It was important, you know, because the memories we made.
Yeah, of course. But once you compare that to like knowing Jesus.
Yeah.
And
garbage.
Yeah.
And something came up to mind, Jose, when you said there might have been someone there that was maybe wealthy, right? Because Jesus had already gathered like a following, right? So yeah, there was people there, common people, maybe some kings, or not necessarily kings, but people that had been rich.
Big influence.
Yeah. And one thing that just stood out to me is that, let's say they took this kind of literal, right? And they could say, okay, I would, if I found a treasure in that land, maybe I may have to sell a few things, but it's basically like an investment.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, I guess it's also hard sometimes for people. Like, let's say in order to buy this lot, you had to sell everything. And I guess for a rich person or someone that has a lot, you could see like, oh, no, I think I'm good with what I have. Like, right. I see the value in that, but I'm good with what I have. So I guess I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
You can also say like, people like, you know, like, it might, like, the worth piece of land might be, like, worth, like, let's say, like, right now, just dumb it down to, like, for us to understand.
Yeah.
Let's say it's $5,000 to buy that piece of land. This guy is worth, like, $1 million.
Yeah.
To him, that's not worth it, you know? But if, once you really see what it's, like, it's really worth, like, on this, it's, like, they went and just sold everything they had. They didn't care about the price. They didn't care about nothing like that.
No.
Because they saw the importance of it.
Yeah.
So that's like what we gotta do.
Exactly.
In everyday life, whenever we with God, you know? Like, we see the importance of it. Nothing else matters. We gotta focus on Him.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a little story. So I used to be like, okay, I need to hustle because if I want to make it in this world, I need to be able to find a good job. And then I decided to study theater. So that was not going to work. And I was like, okay, even though I decided to study theater, I'm going to go to the big places. I'm going to go move to Atlanta. I'm going to move to Cali or New York. I'm going to get into grad school and I'm going to. And then Jesus said, no, you're not. And then I was like, then what do I do? Like, Jesus, I don't want to live at home with my mom and dad. Then I was like, Jesus is trying to tell me something. What is it that he's trying to tell me? Like, come on, Jesus, just tell me now. And this is what he told me. You have pretty cool talents, if I may say so myself. You.
Word for word.
Like, Jesus has given me the ability to talk to anyone I can and to really make things understandable for anyone. I can talk to adults. I can talk to kids. I can talk to people my age. It doesn't matter. I'm a very good storyteller and communicator.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, I don't want you to do it for the world. I want you to do it for me. And I said, well, how do you want me to do that? Like, I need to make money. Right. So then he introduced me to LifeWord, the BMA. What do I do now? I get to still be my goofy self, and I get to talk about how Jesus transformed my life.
Yeah.
But that means that I had to give up maybe a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Those dreams.
Yeah, those dreams, moving to a different city. It also made me give up some friendships that didn't align with what I believed.
Yeah.
It also made me give up time. Okay, what do I do for fun?
Nothing.
No! I love my job so much that I actually think this is fun. But also, this is the thing. I have days in the week that I can't miss, and I'm excited for. Wednesday nights, I get to hang out with a pretty cool group, don't I, Marlon?
Oh, yeah.
A group of, like, what are their ages?
Probably ages.
Like, they're like, 10 to, like...
Oh, yeah, 10 to, like, 18.
Even more now. Like, even more, yeah. But we have a good group of kids in which Marlon, my dad, and I get to just... talk to them, get to know them, and share them what the Bible says. On Fridays, Jose, what do?
We got practice
yeah.
for the band.
Yeah.
And we also got prayer night.
We have prayer night, in which I get to listen to all my brothers and sisters and what's going on in their lives and pray for mm-hmm. them. I get to tell them how God talked to me this week and stuff like that. And I get to be with people that love Jesus. And then on Sundays, I get to hear the word being preached and I get to serve him in the worship team. And it's like, people might say, like, you go to church so much. Even Wednesdays, like, I'm being discipled, or there's sometimes that I have to give my time for other girls that want to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I enjoy it. Like, mm-hmm. I found this treasure that I gave up all my mm-hmm. dreams, time, friends, people that I, because I found my purpose and I found what I am supposed to do. I enjoy being with my church because they've become my friends, they've become my family, and I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, it's people that have also found and realized that treasure is so
yeah.
valuable that they're kind of like on the same walk with us.
Yes,
know?
Exactly.
No, that's kind of how I see it, because I mean, it really is like, and that's what kind of God is a little bit kind of calling us for. It's like, what are you willing, like, to give up?
Yeah.
To, you know, like, or maybe just, like, let's say it's something so valuable that nothing else compares to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever job you may have or whatever wants we may have, it's like if let's say I had the guitar, I would give it up just to know the gospel. If something's, like, hindering you in your life, hindering you from knowing this or keeping you away from the gospel, like, it could be friends, it could be people, I don't know, whatever it may be. What's saying is, like, that's
it's okay to give up.
Yeah, it's so much bigger and so mm-hmm. much valuable to
yeah.
know God and to know the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess once you see, like, all these people, like, you see like the difference, like how Fed was saying, like how she's like all happy and everything and like doing stuff that she really loves now, like that she probably found out once she started following Jesus. Like, this is like better than everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The question you should be asking to yourself is like, it's not what would I lose if I try to follow on these steps, but it's like, what could I find? What could I gain?
Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you for being here with us this Friday. Yeah. Fer, can you tell us where they can find us?
Yes. You guys can find us at ADAW Podcast on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. If you don't find us, just comment down below and we will give you the handles. Don't you worry. And
there you go.
If you want to know more about who Jesus is and how he can transform our lives, where can they find us, Marlon? Let's see if you can say it this time.
At follow.lifeword.org.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. We will see you next Friday
at 10 a.m. Bye-bye.